A reading from the prophet Isaiah. Thus says the Lord, your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. I, the Lord your God, teach you what is for your good, and lead you on the way you should go. If you would hearken to my commandments, your prosperity would be like a river, and your vindication like the waves of the sea. Your descendants would be like the sand, and those born of your stock like its grains. Their name never cut off or blotted out from my presence. The Word of God. These days of Advent, we are reminded over and over that we must change. We must wake up and examine our beliefs and practices. Isaiah drove this message home, for he lived in a time of immense violence and social conflict, a time of upheaval and duplicity. Isaiah's role was to lay bare the hypocrisy of the people, to get their attention and touch their hearts. He invited them to change, and he did that very well. I'm reminded of a Sufi story about Rumi and a young man who wanted to be his disciple. There were many who wanted to study and learn from Rumi, for he was believed to be utterly in love with God. So the young man approached Rumi and bowed low before him. Master, he said, will you teach me? Rumi looked straight into his eyes and after a long glance answered, that all depends. Are you ready to learn from me? Am I ready to learn? Are you ready to learn? Am I ready to undo, to unlearn what has become second nature to me? Am I ready to take the time and energy this unlearning entails, so that I may really learn anew the ways of God? Only then can God touch my heart and teach me what is for my good. According to this text, learning is not about accumulating new information, as important as that might be. It is more about conversion and transformation. It's about openness to being led on the way we should go, a way of goodness and prosperity when we follow God. Shall we walk that way this Advent and learn anew?